Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Welcome to the programme. We're beginning in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, where it's a night of uncertainty and fear for more than 1.5 million Palestinians sheltering there. Israeli tanks and troops have completely cut off the densely populated city and are pounding parts of the area with airstrikes and artillery attacks. Nearly 80,000 Palestinians escaped Rafah. Many of them have headed up towards Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Israeli soldiers remain on the edge of Rafah. The bombardment of the densely populated part of Gaza has taken the lives of civilians and added to the growing death toll. It's now nearly 35,000 killed and almost 80,000 injured. Israel's capture of the Rafah border crossing means that no international aid has been able to get through for 3 days, and with that, cut off supplies where people are running out of medicine and basic necessities. Now, Israeli settlers have made it even harder for goods to enter through other crossings. Although Rafah is the main crossing for aid to enter the Strip, settlers' demonstrations have added to the stranglehold on life-saving supplies by blocking a road near the Karam Abu Salem crossing. Now, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is temporarily shutting its headquarters in occupied East Jerusalem after Israeli extremists set fire to its surroundings twice. The UNRWA head, Philippe Lazzarini, says UN staff were on the compound and the fire has caused extensive damage to the outdoor areas. Now, the UN says its staffers have tried to put the fire out themselves, as Israeli fire brigade took a long time to turn up. Now, dozens have gathered in Tel Aviv to demand the government agree to a ceasefire deal for the release of the Israeli captives being held in Gaza. They blocked a road holding banners calling for an end to the war. Those protests happened as ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital Cairo ended without a deal. The Israeli government had rejected a ceasefire proposal earlier this week that Hamas accepted after talks with US, Qatari and Egyptian officials. And there have been protests against Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest taking place in the Swedish city of Malmö. The Israeli entrant was booed during the semi-final rehearsals on Wednesday. Thousands of protesters called for Israel to be disqualified due to the war on Gaza. Police surrounded and detained some protesters. Russia was disqualified from Eurovision following its invasion of Ukraine in 2022.
On the Inside Story podcast, we ask, is Joe Biden serious about stopping Israel's assault on Gaza? The US president has threatened to halt arms supplies to Israel if it invades Rafah. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.